Mrs. Jefferson, I wonder if... Now, on second thought, I couldn't ask you to do a thing like that.
Mr. Bentley, what is it?
No, I shouldn't even have come over.
Why not?
Because I'm being presumptuous. I mean, I don't think we know each other well enough to,
To what?
Especially with prices being what they are today.
Oh, come on, Mr. Bentley, you can ask me anything.
May I borrow a cup of sugar? You see, I've run out of sugar, and I haven't had my morning tea yet, and I can't stand tea with... Oh, I know I shouldn't have asked you.
Oh, you can borrow a cup of sugar.
I feel easier asking to borrow a cup of money. Except it wouldn't be enough to pay for the sugar, would it? I'm afraid the world is in a sweet mess.
Ain't that the truth? The oil companies have got us over a barrel, and the sugar companies are giving us our lumps.
Well, I think President Ford will straighten it all out as soon as somebody tells him how.
Well, you work at the United Nations. Can't they do something about it?
Thank you. No, I'm just an interpreter. I don't tell them what to do. I just tell them what they said.
Why don't you visit for a while, and I'll make us both some tea. The water's on already.
Oh, I couldn't put you to all that trouble. You must be very busy.
Busy? Oh, sure. I'll tell you my plans for today. First, I plan to sit in this chair for half an hour and look in that direction. Then I'll move over to the sofa and look in that direction. Then comes the high point of the day. I'll do something exciting, like filling the salt and pepper shakers. Making tea will spoil my whole schedule. But so what? Let's live a little.
Well, thank you, but I insist we use my sugar.
Good morning, Lionel.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bentley.
Obama.
Oh, you going to class already?
Yeah, look, and Mom, could you do me a really big favor?
Oh, sure, Lionel, anything. Just name it.
Stay out of my room.
But I was going to clean it today.
Yeah, but you cleaned it yesterday and the day before that. I'm gonna let the cleaning woman do it.
I can't let her go in there. You keep your room as such a mess.
Yeah, but it's my mess. You dig?
You gotta dig if you want to find anything.
No, you don't understand. See, you think that's a messy mess, but it's not. See, that is an organized mess. See, I know where everything is, and I love my mess because it's my mess.
If I didn't see it was you, I'd swear I was talking to your father.
Thanks, Mom. I'll see you later.
But can I fix you some breakfast?
No, that's okay. I'll get something out of the school cafeteria.
The next time you need some mothering, try getting that from the cafeteria. It's unreal how fast these kids grow up and away from you.
Still, it must give you a marvelous sense of fulfillment.
I hate it. He doesn't need me anymore. How is it?
Well, I can taste the bag. Oh, but it's a very good bag.
Oh, well, everything is lousy. Maybe because it's Monday.
Oh, no, you can't blame it on Monday because, you see, actually, it's Tuesday.
Well, one day looks just like the other to me.
Really, I always think of Tuesday as sort of a yellowy orange.
I used to think that money would be the answer to all our problems. But it ain't.
Whereas Monday has always seemed to me a sort of a bluish green. Wait a minute. This is Monday. Good Lord. I'm due at the UN in 15 minutes. The Mideast crisis again.
But does it look like another war?
Oh, it could be. And if I'm not there in time to translate, they won't know what they're fighting about. It's very nice to see you. Goodbye.
He's weird. Even for an Englishman, he's weird.
Oh, I'm so glad you're home early, George. What can I fix you for lunch?
Nothing. That's why I came home early to tell you I won't be coming home for lunch.
What?
I got a business lunch to go to.
A business lunch? You didn't tell me.
I can't remember to tell you everything, Wheezy.
You're never here long enough to tell me anything.
Well, I'm telling you now, ain't I?
Now is no good. I want to know then.
Now or then, what's the difference? I'm still not going to be coming home for lunch.
Lunch is not the point. I want you to start thinking of me for a change.
I am thinking of you. That's why I don't have time to tell you nothing.
Huh?
Look, I got to keep building the business. I don't have any time to be hanging around partying and carrying on. See, you don't know what the competition is like in the cleaning game. It's like a jungle out there.
Well, hear this, Tarzan. It ain't so hot for Jane in the treehouse, neither.
What's the matter with you?
It's this new life of ours.
Great, ain't it?
Yeah, for you, Lionel, and the cleaning woman. Nobody needs me anymore. I got no reason for getting out of bed in the morning.
Sure you do. Being Mrs. George Jefferson is all the reason any woman could want for getting out of bed.
A person could take that two ways, George. And I do. Look, why don't I go down to the cleaning store and work part-time?
Because I don't want you to work. You've worked long enough. Look, you've earned the right to do what all the other high-class New York ladies do. Nothing.
I've tried that. There's not enough nothing to do.
There's plenty to do. Go to a museum, go shopping, go to a theater.
Oh, that's not my bag.
And buy yourself a new bag. Look, there's no use sitting around and complaining. You just have to learn how to waste your time.
Okay? I'll start by wasting some time in the cleaning store downstairs.
No way, Louise. What are my employees going to think if they see my wife working alongside them?
I don't care what they think.
Well, I'll do the caring for both of us and you ain't going to work.
George!
I have spoken. Now, here's $20. I want you to go to a matinee today.
But I don't want to go.
You're going anyway. You're going to learn how to enjoy life, whether you like it or not.
This show George sent me to. My eyes must have been popping out of my head. There this man was up on the stage, stark naked. He wasn't like this. He wasn't like this. He wasn't even like this. He was like this.
Sounds like a spectacular show.
Only if you like a whole stage full of raw talent.
And the audience. 2,000 women from New Jersey all wearing hats and talking at once. The only time they stopped was in the funeral scene when the priest said a few words.
But if everybody was naked, how'd you know it was a priest?
Well, I knew it wasn't a nun.
What's this sudden interest in the theater, Louise?
Oh, it's all George's idea. He's trying to turn me into something I ain't.
Oh, you mean like My Fair Lady?
I don't even think George could manage that trick. Oh, I'm sorry to keep bringing my troubles to you, but there's no one else I can talk to. And you two seem to be able to handle your problems so well.
What problems?
You and Helen.
Oh, the biggie.
That's not our problem. It's other people's. They're the ones who can't handle it.
Not even our own parents. Remember when you first told your mother about us, Tom? I never heard such yelling and screaming.
That was my father. My mother didn't say a word.
Because she fainted. Then there was the disinheritance. The folks cut us off without a cent.
Oh, that's terrible. Were your folks that mad, Tom?
Oh, not my folks, hers.
The point is, if you feel you're right, you've got to do things your own way.
Try telling George that. Oh, that reminds me. May I use your phone?
Sure.
I want to find out what time he's coming home for dinner. If he's coming home for dinner.
Good evening, Mrs. Willis.
Mr. Wexler, come in.
I'm sorry I'm late with the cleaning. But my wife is still sick, and you know my business is just a mom-and-pop operation. And at my age, when there's no mom, Pop doesn't have enough pet.
Why don't you hire some help?
Help? The last help I hired helped himself. $28 from the cash register.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't have cared so much, but it was my own brother-in-law. Look, it isn't easy for me to work with somebody. I'm fussy in my own family. They call me the old lady.
Oh, Mr. Wexler.
No, it's true. I'm not so comfortable with people. With me, it takes time.
Oh, Mr. Wexler, I'd like you to meet my friend, Mrs. Jefferson. Her husband is...
How do you do?
When I've got something to do, I do it fine. When I've got nothing to do, I do it lousy.
And it takes you longer.
That's right.
Well, I'd better get back and see if my store's still there.
I hope you can hire some help soon.
I'll look around till I find somebody who's comfortable.
Where is your store, Mr. Wexler?
Right around the corner on Lexington Avenue. Goodbye.
Oh, Mr. Wexler. Did I feel comfortable?
You mean you'd like to work for me?
Oh, Louise, I don't think you ought to work for Mr. Wexler.
Why not? Don't you have experience working in a store?
Plenty of experience.
Louise, I think Helen is right.
I'm only doing what she told me to do. If you feel you're right, you got to do things your own way.
Oh, that's a nice philosophy, Mrs. Jefferson. I like it. We're going to be very comfortable together. Here's my card. You can start tomorrow, 9:00 sharp.
Okay, I'll be there.
Fine. I'll see you all soon. We should live and be well. You I'll see tomorrow, regardless.
How about that? I'm going to work. Helen, you are right. You've got to do what you've got to do.
I think there's something else you've got to do.
What?
Read that card.
Wexler's Cleaning and Dyeing. A cleaning store. Holy George, I signed up with the enemy. I'm sitting on top of the world, just singing a song, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world. A da ba da ba da do. A ba ba dee ba ba boo. Glory, hallelujah. I've just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm ready to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just singing a song.
Hey, great, Ma. It's good to hear you singing again.
It's good to feel like singing again. Any special requests?
Do you know ham and eggs? I'm hungry.
Do you mind getting your own breakfast? I've got to get a move on. I don't want to be late.
Well, late for what?
Oh, nothing. Just late.
No, well, hold it. I mean, what's going on? You know, like, where you been running off to these past few days?
It's a secret.
Oh.
Well, this is the first time I've ever kept a secret from your father, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
That's nice.
Well?
Well, what?
Aren't you going to ask me what my secret is?
Uh-uh, secret's a secret.
Well, what's good having a secret if I can't tell somebody about it?
Okay, Mom, you can tell me. Well, if you really want to.
Oh, my God, you're driving me crazy. I'm dying to tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
I've got a job.
Hey, no kidding, where?
Now, this is the real secret part of the secret. I'm working at Wexler's cleaning store.
Wexler's cleaner? Pop's competition? Oh, he's gonna be mad as hell.
I know, Lionel, I know. That's why I wasn't gonna take it at first. But then I thought, I'm tired of being cooped up here all day. And why shouldn't I work if it makes me happy?
Right.
We may be married, but your father don't own me.
Right on.
I'm my own person, right?
Right.
And whatever I do in my own spare time is my own business and nobody else's, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm going to tell Pop.
Oh, no. Well, remember, it's our own secret and don't tell your father.
Well, what good's a secret if you don't tell somebody?
Oh, I'm proud of you, Mom. Have a good day.
Okay, take care, hon.
Okay.
Say? I said it's great music. What you turning off for?
Well, you sure in a good mood, baby Pop. What's happening?
Nothing's happening. I'm just enjoying life lately.
Oh, yeah, well, it is kind of nice around here, ain't it?
Kind of nice. This is it. The cream, the top. And I finally got your mother acting like a new woman. I got her eating out of the palm of my hand.
I'm doing this. How'd you do that, Pop?
Well, it's the old George Jefferson method of woman handling.
Ah.
Took me years to figure out.
Yeah, well, you want to turn me on to it, Pop?
Sure, look. If you want a woman eating out of the palm of your hand, all you gotta do is give her freedom, a swinging apartment, and all the money she can spend.
All right.
Ah. But what if you ain't got no money?
Well, then this comes a lot harder. See, then you gotta give a lot of love and affection.
I think I'm gonna go upstairs and try out your system on Jenny.
Jenny, again?
Oh, well, don't worry. I ain't gonna spend no money on her. See, I'm just gonna try out the love and affection part.
Oh, that was quick.
Well, I just couldn't wait to see you, Grandma. Mm. I'll see you later.
Mama, hi.
Oh, good to see you.
Thank you, George. You always make me feel so welcome.
Where's Louise? Didn't she go to the theater with you this afternoon?
Don't talk to me about that woman.
No, no, Mom.
Louise is my wife.
That's not my fault.
What you so mad about?
She never showed. I waited outside that theater for 3 hours. My feet are killing me.
You mean you were standing for 3 hours?
Well, no. Lucky for me, there was a place to sit down near the theater.
Out on the sidewalk?
No. In a cocktail lounge. I sat there and had to force myself to drink 4 Bloody Marys. Before I realized she wasn't going to show.
Well, if Louise wasn't there, it's got to be a good reason for it.
I'm sure there is.
You know, she's probably out shopping and spending money, doing all the things I told her to do.
Mm.
Look, Ma, if you got something to say, why don't you just come on out with it and stop beating around the bush?
George, sit. Now, you know me. If I can't say something nice about a person, I don't say anything at all. That's why I seldom talk about Louise. But
I know what's coming next. You're gonna say she's found another man.
Well, I have been calling every afternoon this week, and she hasn't been home once.
See, there you go again. You always think everybody's out messing around.
Well, if you live among the white folks, some of their ways are bound to rub off.
We've only been here a couple of weeks, and you've been talking this same talk for 25 years.
Now, George, you know that isn't so.
Oh, it is so. Now, look, every time we have a family get-together, you always bring up that same old tired story about old man Kirby cheating with cousin Mildred.
That's not a story. That's a fact.
Look, see, old man Kirby couldn't wait to get home to his wife every night. And who would want to be with cousin Mildred anyway?
Well, after all, she may not be the prettiest woman in the world.
But she sure as hell is the ugliest.
Now, listen. Listen, that kind of language may be all right for Louise, but not in front of your mother.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you know, like all the years we've been married, Louise has never done anything suspicious.
Till now.
Come on, my look. I know Louise. I trust her.
All right. Where is she?
Yeah. Where is she?
Oh, hi, George. Hello, Mother Jefferson.
Where you been, woman?
What's wrong with you?
Answer my question.
I don't know where she was, but I know where she wasn't.
Mother Jefferson, the theater. I forgot. I owe you an apology.
Never mind her apology. What about my explanation?
I've never been able to explain you.
Look, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. I want to know where you've been. Just answer that. Where have you been?
George, keep your voice down.
Why?
So you can hear me.
All I want to hear from you is where you've been.
Well, you ain't going to hear nothing because I'm through talking.
So am I.
Oh, I am so glad you're home. I've got the most amusing anecdote to tell you.
Let me ask you a question since you're here, Bentley. What do you think of a woman who keeps secrets from her husband?
Well, speaking as a bachelor, I'm all for it. I've been wanting to ask you, how's the new job?
Oh, new job? What new job?
Nothing.
What's this about a new job?
Stop interrupting, George. Mr. Bentley is telling us a story.
Yes, you see, it was at the UN, and I was translating from the Russian, and the ambassador was describing the arrival of the Chinese delegation, and he used the phrase, Besuchka Bezadorinki, which of course means without a hitch.
Did you get a job without asking me?
Talk about it later. As you were saying, Mr. Bentley.
Yes, see, well, I thought he said Besuchki, which I translated without a bitch.
Aha! I don't want to talk about it later. I want to talk about it now.
All right, George, you want to talk about it now? We'll talk about it now.
I don't think they quite got the point.
I want to hear what they're saying.
Sorry, I think perhaps it would be clearer if I write it down.
All right, George, I think you should know. I'm working at Wexler's Cleaning Store.
Wexler's Cleaning Store? The guy that's trying to run me out of business?
Well, George, I was going to tell you.
Wait a minute, wait. That might be the smartest move you ever made. Do you know how to break zippers and tear off buttons?
That's sabotage.
No, it ain't. That's business.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you'd rather stab me in the back.
And it probably isn't the first time.
You stay out of this.
I'm only trying to help.
You already did. You helped us get in this big fight.
Well, now I don't have to stand here and be insulted.
You are so right. You can go anywhere and be insulted.
I'm leaving.
Now see what you've done.
Good. Because I've had it up to here.
And I've had it up to here.
Now, just read this. Hello?
You couldn't sleep either, huh?
It was terrible laying there like that.
Yeah, both of us pretending to be asleep.
But you pretended better than I did. You were snoring. You want some cocoa?
Love some. Louise.
George, I'm sorry I went behind your back. But I felt so unhappy and useless.
No. Look, I was the one who was wrong. Too bullheaded to understand your problem. Look, if you want to work part-time, it's all right with me. But not for the competition.
I can work at the store?
Sure.
Oh, thank you, George.
The new one I'm opening. Up in the Bronx.
The Bronx?
Mm-hmm. You don't think I want these local honkies seeing my wife working, do you?
All the way up in the Bronx? Listen, George.
Now, don't spoil it, Louise. We just made up.
You only think we made up.
We're going to have peace and quiet around here one way or another.
Oh, now you listen to me, George Jefferson. You're not sending me up
to
no
Bronx. But you're the one who wants
Bronx
to work so much.
As
I think it didn't really matter even if you work in Zanzibar somewhere.
That's where I'm working. Now, I'm going to work downstairs or else. And that's that.
Hey, Pop. I see you got eating out of your hand again.
How can you eat a sardine sandwich 3 o'clock in the morning with onions?
Fighting makes me hungry.
There's another good thing about fighting, though.
What?
The part where you kiss and make up. But in this case, suppose we just shake hands. Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.